KinCare plans to clamp down even further on the prescribing of opioids. It's an effort to decrease the number of highly addictive narcotics and save some money, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Tennessee has been notorious for how many prescriptions people are on, especially those with the state's Medicaid program. And even after KinCare put some limits on opioids, nearly a third of all adult enrollees still have a prescription for high-powered painkillers. The agency, which covers nearly a quarter of all Tennesseans, believes opioids are still overused, even after tighter controls in recent years. William Aaron is KinCare's chief financial officer.
There is not good evidence supporting the long-term use of opioids for chronic non-cancer pain.
Aaron says KinCare will no longer greenlight opioid treatments that are not backed by medical science. And when opioids are appropriate, Aaron says KinCare will increase restrictions on dosage and duration. With these new payment rules, the state's Medicaid program expects to cut opioid prescriptions by another 5%, saving roughly $1 million a year, and perhaps even more as costs associated with the opioid epidemic balloon. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.